Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. And let us consider each other carefully for the purpose of sparking love and good deeds. Don't stop meeting together with other believers, which some have gotten into the habit of doing. Instead, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near. And from the Gospel of Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So last week we talked about our primary focus in worship is God. We talked about how that is the primary reason that we worship, but there are also secondary reasons in which we worship and ways that we are blessed when we come together and worship. And one of those things is that we come together in community to worship. We are a communal body that gathers together for the purpose of worshiping. And out of that worship comes our common mission as the believers. It allows us to encourage one another, and it bears witness to what God is doing in our life. As followers of Jesus, we are to live out the commandments of Jesus, which is to love God and to love others as ourselves. Our community of faith is grounded in worship and is sent into the world to be the hands and feet of Christ. When we come to worship, we are reminded of who we are and whose we are. That together in community that we love God and that we are to love one another. In the early church, we begin to see a picture of what this looks like in Acts 2, beginning at verse 44. This is what the scripture says. All the believers were united and shared everything. They would sell pieces of property and possessions and distribute the proceeds to everyone who needed them. Every day, they met together in the temple and ate in their homes. They shared food with gladness and simplicity. They praised God and demonstrated God's goodness to everyone. They understood that they came together first and foremost to worship, but out of that grew their mission and ministry and service in the world. What makes the church different from all other organizations is that our primary focus is to worship God. There are many wonderful organizations that many of you are a part of that do really wonderful things in the community. Organizations that come together for the purpose of doing good. But the church is different because we come together with the purpose of worshiping. The good that we do grows out of our worship of God. We do good as a result of our worship. When we gather together in community and we're praising God and we're asking God what we are to do, where our mission is, where our focus should be, then God begins to direct the believers to go out into the world and to do good work. It is through worship that we are sent out in the world to do mission and ministry. When we are gathered together and we are worshiping and we are asking for God's discernment, then we have a unified mission that we are able to accomplish because we are people who are grounded in worship. In Hebrews 10, 25, it says, "Don't stop meeting together with other believers, which some of you have gotten into the habit of doing. Instead, encourage one another." Gathering together with other believers, it encourages us. We lift our prayers together. We lift our thanksgivings together. We talk about what's happening in our life, and it encourages us. When we gather in this space, we do things together that bless us as individuals. I love to sing, but I sing most often on Sunday morning. Is that when y'all sing most often? Some of y'all don't sing at all. I know who you are. Who loves to sing? There's a few of us. Who sings because you're in church? Now, wait a minute. There's less people who sing because they're in church than like to sing. That doesn't make any sense. So I'll tell you about what singing in church means to me. When I come to worship, and I've done this now all of my life, I come and I sit in worship, and somebody tells me what song to sing, and I just start singing it because somebody told me what song to sing. And you know, throughout my life, I've begun to learn hymns that way. And if you start a hymn, a lot of them, I can keep singing. And what I've learned is that when we're in a body together and we're being asked to learn new songs, I know, that's scandalous. We begin to write those new words on our heart because at some point, every song to us was new, right? We begin to love those songs, and those songs are written deeply in our hearts. We do this with our children at Bible school. We teach them songs that they carry for all of their life. We do this on Sunday mornings as a community of faith. And what I have discovered is many times people at the end of life, when they are not able to communicate anymore, they can still sing a song. They can still worship God. You can start them singing, and their hearts will lighten up, their faces will smile, and they are able to worship even despite the fact that they have a hard time communicating. You see, I think that that's just one of the many benefits of what it is to worship together. It gives us an experience that unites us together, that writes beautiful words on our hearts, that encourages us to get back out into the world. I know that I love to come to worship because some weeks are hard, and I need to be around the people that I love to encourage me and to send me back into the world renewed and refreshed to do what we are called to do, to love God in every moment of our life. Truly, worship together encourages believers. Worshiping together, it also bears witness to what God is doing in our life. Now, the United Methodist Church, we're not known for being real outspoken. We're really expected to kind of be the people that come in and sit down and experience worship. Not often do we jump up and shout what God is doing in our lives. We don't know much about what it means to give a witness, but those are important pieces. We do that a little bit differently than some traditions. We do that in our prayer time. We do that in the words of the sermon. Many times we even do that in announcements, bringing light to what God is doing. And that's an act of worship. So when we say, this is what God is doing, and we're going to shine a big light on what God is doing, then we're doing a proclamation of what it looks like for God to do God's work in this world. And that is a way in which we are worshiping God by giving God that attention and that praise, but it's also a way in which we bear witness in the community and encourage one another. So this gets kind of sticky for us because sometimes this is challenging because when we go to say what God is doing, we get nervous because what if we get this wrong, or what if somebody judges us and thinks this isn't quite the right way that you should be experiencing God, or what if nobody resonates with our experience of God? And so sometimes we shy away from that, and we don't proclaim what God is doing in as bold of ways as we can. So a couple weeks ago, you may remember, I was preaching, and Becky Overcash says, I have something to say. And I thought, oh, I don't know what to do with that. We don't do that here. But what she had to say was, we're here worshiping God, and there's a need, and we need to love others. And it was a beautiful way in which we were bearing witness to how we could be God in the world. It was a way in which we came together to bear witness to who we are and whose we are. That's a beautiful moment of proclamation in the community of worship. Paul encourages us to do that. In Romans 1:12, it says this, we can be encouraged by the faithfulness we find in each other, both your faithfulness and mine. So when we talk about prayers, it's when we do prayers and concerns during this worship service, and when I do it, you'll notice sometimes I'll say, okay, we're going to do praises as well as prayer concerns. So I'm not going to sit down until we have some praises, because that's who we are called to be, people of proclamation, people who bear witness to what God is doing so that God gets the glory. Now, our prayer requests are important because those are things that we want to be lifted up from other people in the body, and those are important places. But they don't call us to step out quite as much as it does when we say, this is what God is doing in our life. But I know from my experience as a Christian that those are the places that give me hope and excite me when I begin to hear what God is doing in someone else's life. So our youth came home from being away at camp, and both my kids went this year. And so they got home at 9 o'clock last night, and they were so excited to tell me what had happened and how God was working in their life that I finally at 11:30 said, I have to go to church tomorrow. We're going to have to table this till tomorrow afternoon. But what joy it fills our hearts with when we experience people experiencing God. And we are people who are in this place because we love God and we truly want to experience God in our life. And when we do, we should be the first people to say God is doing amazing and beautiful things, because that is the way that we bring honor and glory to God, and it is the way that we form our life together in community, in communal worship. All that we do in worship, it should be an expression of our love of God. And as we direct our praise to God, the body of Christ is strengthened, the believers are encouraged, the gospel is proclaimed, and we are unified in our mission and sent out into the world. I love to be in worship. I love to be in worship with y'all. I appreciate that you love God enough to come to this place and to be in worship with me, because that strengthens me. That makes me a better Christian. That it helps my soul to be uplifted. It continues to write beautiful words on my heart as we worship together. I appreciate the way that you love me and love one another. And as we worship God together, I pray that we will continue to be united, that we will continue to be strengthened, so that we may go out into the world and to be people who live worship in every moment. All of these things strengthen us together, and all of these things bring glory to God. Amen.